This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Popka. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida on Monday night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse.
When we venture to these unthinkable times, cherished memories and love, may they grow inside your heart.
Martin Langesfeld is among those waiting for news about his loved ones. He said his sister Nicole and brother-in-law were married only 5 months ago.
There's hope. I really believe miracles do happen. Things like this have happened around the world, and forces, Israeli forces, Mexican forces, the best teams are on this mission right now, and I truly believe.
The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside just outside of Miami. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Italy yesterday for the foreign minister's G20.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear throughout, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups targeting our interests in Iraq, he directed further military action. We've taken action previously to disrupt and deter these attacks.
U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack on Monday with no reported casualties, one day after U.S. warplanes conducted those airstrikes. This is VOA News.